rocks. Everything that rocks.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah. I have no more. I got nothing from that past weekend.
Anyway,
more energy, bro.
None. That's it. You burnt it out. That's all right.
I'll drink away. That's
what it was. We got to keep things going here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR, and also thank them for being a part of the Screaming Yellow Summer and bringing it to you, making it happen. That's right. You can go see them. A couple quick stories here. First, very exciting news. Volbeat says the new album is done and ready to go.
Woo! Nice.
Yes. Volbeat drummer John Larson said in a recent interview that, quote, the album is done, it's ready, but I can't reveal the release date yet. Of course, in modern times, you'll find out online, but it's all set, it's ready to go, and I'm pretty sure we're going to blow your socks off. Oh,
dude, this is awesome. I love Volbeat.
Yeah, and they're fantastic. They are fantastic. They put on a killer live show. And if anyone ever...
High octane. That's what I like to call it. High octane music, man.
That's right. If you ever worry about Volbeat's credentials, Metallica hand-selected them years ago to tour with them over in Europe. And when Metallica says, yeah, these guys are good, we want to tour with them, then you know they're good. You know they're good. So.
Nice. So, yeah, I had no idea when it's going to get...
We do.
Please don't let it be like a year... Yeah, like a year and a half from now. No, it's got to be soon, right?
It's going to be soon. I think it's going to be soon. So fingers crossed. But anyway, exciting news to kick it off. Also in your rock news this morning, in April, Mick Jagger said that despite being locked down for the past year, he has no desire to revisit his autobiography, which he abandoned in 1983. Here's what he said about it.
When I started to actually get into it, I really didn't enjoy it. And what I didn't enjoy was reliving my life, you know, to the detriment of living in the now. This is not a process you can just do in a week, you know. It takes a lot of you, a lot out of you. It takes a lot of reliving emotions, reliving, you know, friendships, reliving ups and downs and all this. And I must say, it wasn't the most enjoyable experience. So I just said, oh, I can't bother with this. And I just gave the money back to the publisher. I'll do it another day. And then that was the end of it.
I just love the way Mick Jagger talks. Wow. I'll do it. It was terrible. I just won't do it. Jagger's ghostwriter, Barry Coleman, has broken his silence about working with the singer, telling The Guardian, quote, it was, quote, an awful experience. He says there was another writer who failed to finish the book, and he was given 2 weeks to complete it. He said, quote, two chapters were more than less presentable. The rest was a pile of interview transcripts and nothing related to recent years. Stitching everything together was an awful experience. All the big stuff was in there. There just wasn't anything interesting said about it, said Coleman of the material. He went on to say there was always a sense in the transcripts that Mick was holding back or trying not to hurt anyone's feelings. It won't hurt anybody's feelings. Oh, Mick Jagger. In the end, Coleman says Jagger just didn't want to do it. So I don't think he was being a dick about it. I think he just was like, I'm just not into this.
He's
going
to burn out.
Which, here's also for us common folk that aren't worldwide rock stars, you know, that aren't weren't part of cultural phenomenons and everyone knows our name. If Mick Jagger is bored talking about his life, what am I doing with my life? Yeah, good God.
No kidding.
You know?
Good Lord. Yeah. I've seen a lot,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When you're that famous, there's a lot of things that go in front of your face.
Yeah.
You know, experiences and whatnot. Man.
Well, we'll see.
Sitting here in my basement doing a show.
Yeah. You think you don't want to talk about your life, Mick, for God's sakes. So, like he said there, maybe he'll write something. He'll get it on something later on. But for right now, we will not be seeing a autobiography anytime soon from the Stones frontman. So, I just didn't want that. I didn't want to talk about it at all.
Just let him be for a little bit.
Yeah, he's fine.
Piss him off and maybe... You
know. Get something good. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history. If I hit the right button.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, July 6th, 1973, big day, Queen released their debut single in the UK, Keep Yourself Alive, Ooh. Which is actually one of my all-time favorite Queen songs. I mean, obviously everyone knows Another One Bites the Dust, Bohemian Rhapsody, all that. Yeah. But you go back to 73 and Keep Yourself Alive. Dude, that song's a banger, man. That's a banger.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. So on this day, huh?
Yep. We got our first little taste of Freddie Mercury and Queen. It's very good. All right, that is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.